I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Last week we were talking about dragonflies, and you know, you don't have to go far to see these things these days. I have hundreds in my yard.
Oh, that's true.
They were just all over the place.
Right, the sort of pale, orangey, yellow, sort of uniformly colored dragonflies.
Brownish, yeah.
Yeah, Pantala fulvescens, the wandering glider. Very common in the city. You'll find them flying by the hundreds, if not thousands, over grassy fields, especially wet ones. They tend to lay their eggs in temporary pools. And that's also the reason why they hang around cars.
Shiny?
Shiny cars. They give off the same type of polarized light that they use to find bodies of water. Sometimes you'll have males make your car a part of their territory, and you'll see a male perched on the radio antenna, or you'll see the female hovering over the roof of your car or the hood, dipping their abdomen down. And if you watch very carefully, you'll see an egg getting fried, cooked on that hot surface of your car. And some people have said that they'll actually nick the finish.
What's the wandering aspect of the...
Well, the fact that they fly far and wide looking for these temporary pools, hence the term wandering glider. Suddenly they'll descend upon your yard and they'll be flying around. And of course, they're gobbling up mosquitoes and other insects. So I don't mind seeing them around. Dragonfly people have been very good about coming up with common names. Most insects don't have common names, at least not the ones that are of no economic or medical or veterinary importance. Butterflies and now moths and dragonflies had common names applied to them. And these names seem to have stuck.
They seem almost robotic to me.
Well, it's amazing. You know, they have the most primitive flight muscle condition of insects, where the flight muscles are actually attached directly to the wing. In more advanced insects like bees and wasps and things like that, the muscles in the thorax actually deform the thorax. And when the thorax snaps back into shape, that's what moves the wings up and down. But in the case of dragonflies, the wings are moving up and down by direct muscle attachment. They've been clocked up to 35 miles an hour for short spurts, and they're able to fly hundreds of miles. You know, some species do migrate, and when people are counting hawks and that sort of thing in the fall, they also see many dragonflies of some species.
I find fewer colorful blue dragonflies in my yard.
I saw some the other day when I was out and about at Harrison Lake National Fish Hatchery in Charles City County. That is a spectacular place to look for dragonflies. I saw a comet darner, green darner, widow skimmers, Needham skimmer, the blue dasher, all kinds.
Sounds like a comic book hero.
The eastern pond hawk. Those are just dragonflies. And you've got all the damselflies, too. If you get off into some of the shady creeks, you'll see the ebony jewel wings, which have this loopy, almost butterfly-like flight. And both the males and females have metallic green bodies with black wings. And the females are very distinctive because they have a white spot on the tip of each wing.
Absolutely beautiful. Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.